The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Come to the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Chav. We find that the Gemara learns three limudim, three teachings from Leisichanim. The Gemara says that from Leisichanim we learn Leisitlem Chnei Bekaka. You can't let them live in your land. You can't let Gentiles live in the land of Yisrael. The Barach Leisichanim Leisitlem Chen. You shouldn't attribute positive characteristic traits to a Gentile. The Barach Leisichanim Leisitlem Anaschinam. You shouldn't give a goy something for free. And then the Gemara goes into this whole discussion if you're allowed to sell or give nevela, which a person finds his behemoth is a nevela, is he allowed to give it to a Gentile? Rav Meir says, let him give it and sell it. Rav Yehuda says, he's only allowed to sell it. So, just a little background about what this discussion about giving and selling. Now, giving, obviously, it's a shayla because of l'sichanim. A person would be a shayla of giving nevela to a guy because it's issa of l'sichanim, you know, like we just said, and that's the shayla. Is there an isser? Is not an isser of loisichanim lesitin lemat naskinam. But what's the shmuz about selling nevela? If you sell it, you're not giving it for free. And nevela is not asu bahano. It's not like bas b'chol of a chametz that a person is not allowed to sell, even though he's not eating it. He's not allowed to sell it either because he's going to be benefiting from it. Nevela is an isser lesayichal you're not allowed to eat it, but there's no isser you can't benefit from. So why would it be that you need a heter to sell it? Nevela to a guy. So we have just the background to this is we have a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chav Gimel, and the Gemara in Pesachim learns from Gzeres HaKasuv of Yu that not only is there an Isser of Achila by Isser Achila Menatera like Shrotzim Nevela Shkotzim, there's also an Isser Schaira. And Kipshuta, the Gemara says, there's an Issa Schaira Menat Teira. Rubik Akula of the Paisk of the Rishonim learn that the Gemara is Kipshuta, that for a person to buy and sell and to profit from Isuri Achila Menat Teira is also Menat Teira. It's also Deraisa. That's the passion of the Gemara. You'll see Taishas, Avodayam Psachim Dav Chav Gimel, learns that Mephurish as Issa Menat Teira. And that's the sheet of Kamar all the Rishonim. That the Gemara is Kipshuta, the Gemara does not mean an Asmach, the Gemara means Kipshuta, there's an Issa Deraisa to sell Isuri Achila. Now, even though there's a famous Tshuvas HaRashba, which is in Chelek Gimel, Siman Resh Chav Gimel, and the Tshuvas HaRashba, and the Poiskim in Yeridei, Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, bring this Lahalacha, that the reason why it's Aser to do business and to profit from Isuri Achila is because Zechshash Shem Yavi Lachol. You gotta come to eat, and that's why the person shouldn't be engaged with forbidden foods that's forbidden to eat because he'll come to eat it himself. Mikol Makom, the Poiskim, the Taz, the Prach, they learn that's just a time of the crow. The fact that the Rajba and the Poskim give the Shema Yechel does not mean it's Derabbanan. Typically, you would say when we see a reason that it's a chashash, there's a gzera, there's a suspicion, somebody will come to eat. We're not discussing Menatayo, we're discussing the Derabbanan. But since we see from the Gemara Pesachim that it is learned out from Gzera Sekosiv, that it is also Deraisa, the Poskim and Rishayim learn it's also Deraisa. Even the reason of Shema Yechel is just the reason why the Torah says it. It's not like a time of the Krah, but it's still an Issur Menat Torah. Now, with that said, why Taka, if there's Issur to sell, if there's Issur to do business with Issuri Achila? Now, when we say Issuri Achila, we only mean Menat Torah. We don't mean Midrabbanan. So, L'mashal, if there's Gvinas Akam, or things that a person is exerah for a person not to eat, these midrabbanon, Isuri Achila midrabbanon, there would not be an instance to do business. There would have to be Osir Deiraisa, the food would have to be Osir Deiraisa, it would have to be Nevelus, animals that weren't shechted properly, treifas, animals that even if they were shechted properly, they were found to be non-kosher because they were unhealthy, they couldn't live long, they were treifas. Or it could be animals that are inherently non-kosher, like if they don't have the simanim to make it kosher, like a chazer and other such things as asur min haTorah. Those items, there's an issur deraisa, and then there's also various seafoods like crab and these type of things. There's an issur deraisa of a person to be engaged in business in these items. Now, with that said, why takin al sugin avodah zarah daf chaf? Is there taka gzeiras hakasa that a person is allowed to sell nevela, and nevela is asur deraisa? So the reason why a person is allowed to sell it is because there's a concept of nizdamnu. Now nizdamnu is found in the Gemara Pesachim, and it's also in the Mishnah in Shvius, that if there's a trapper or a hunter that's primarily looking to trap kosher foods, and then he comes across in his trap a non-kosher food, a non-kosher animal, is he allowed to sell that animal? So let's say he's trying to trap deer, and that's kosher, and then he traps a non-kosher animal, a chazer. And now he wants to know, can he sell the chazer? Well, he knows he's not engaged in business with a chazer, because it's not kosher. But he did not originally intend, his original intent was b'chol not to trap the chazer, to trap kosher. So there's a Mishnah in Shvius, and the Gemara in Pesachim brings it down, that it's in the sugya over there in Daf Chav Gimel, that it's permitted to sell these non-kosher animals, even for a profit, because you were not mechavim malach del isser. You're not focusing, you're not coming to do business with isser. You're coming to do business with heter. And the iser nizdamnu means a chance, you chanced upon it. That wasn't your kivun, and that wasn't where your business is focused. That's not the place of your business. But you chanced upon an iser achila min haTorah. Memela, the halacha is, you're allowed to sell it. And that's what's warns in the Mishnah in Shvius, in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalam. And that's the way Pascha. Now, for that reason, if a person shechts an animal, he's trying to make it kosher, and the shechita does not go well, and it's not a kosher shechita, the animal is then considered a nevela. The halacha is, that nevela is also called nizdamnu. That's not what your intent was. Your intent was to try to make kosher, so you chanced upon this nevela. The halacha is, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. If a person is bikavana, is intentionally buying nevelas to sell for a profit, he's being over on an iser deraisa, the few most rishonim, and for sure it's lahalacha aser, and that's the simon shulchan aruch and yaredeya simon kuf yod zayin. But if a person does not intend to engage in business with nevelas, he bought an animal, he wants to shecht it, and then it's found to be a treifa or a nevela, he's allowed to sell it to a guy, and that's the heter of his damo. Now, just a common application is there are people in the food service business, they could be distributors, and distributors are companies that buy up many, many different foods from many different sources, and then they bunch this all into a package and they sell it to supermarkets. So instead of a supermarket having to deal with 1,000 vendors, they could deal with a few distributors. The distributor sells them all the foods they need and as one buyer, as one seller. And then the distributor are buying it from many different vendors. That's their business. They buy it from many, many different vendors. And then you just order straight from the distributor, these big supermarkets. Now, for a Jewish company to be a distributor, it's going to be very difficult for them if they're not going to be able to carry non-kosher foods. The reason is because the whole point of supermarkets buying from distributors is the supermarket wants to deal with as little contact as possible. And they don't want to have the headaches of dealing with 1,000 different suppliers. They want a few different suppliers. If there's going to be a distributor that's going to be blacked out from a whole block of products, which are non-kosher, it's just going to make their life more difficult. They're going to have to get a different distributor for that. And typically the other distributor that will carry the non-kosher will always also carry the kosher. And basically this Jewish distributor that is not carrying kosher foods is going to be put out of business because of the fact that they cannot carry non-kosher foods. So there's a question if the distributor, this Jewish distributor, is allowed to carry non-kosher foods, meaning he's going to buy from vendors non-kosher food. And his kivun, his intention is not to make money or to do business really with non-kosher foods. Really, he does not want to be selling non-kosher foods. He just has to carry those to stay in business. Those are just items that he has to carry. So really, his main focus is kosher foods. His main kosher food is food that's not blocked out by the Isser of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. His main focus is foods that do not have an Isser Mizcher, Isser to do business. But he wants to know if he can carry these foods. So there's a famous Orech HaShulchan that he wants to say that maybe that should be a heter of Nizdamnu, because the kivun, the intention of the distributor, is not to carry non-kosher. If he had his way, he really would not. He wouldn't carry the non-kosher at all. It's only to give him an ability to sell kosher foods. So that should be Nizdamnu. It should be like he chanced upon it, which is kind of an interesting tushta, because that's not the conventional meaning of Nizdamnu. Conventional meaning of Nizdamnu means that he didn't do any action bekavana intentionally to acquire this non-kosher food. Over here, the distributor will be actually acquiring non-kosher food from distributors that are selling to them. He's actually making transactions to acquire non-kosher food, then he's just selling it off to the supermarkets. And that would be that he wanted to say that maybe this blibes is down. The same shayla would be in a supermarket. That its clientele is Gentiles, non-Jewish, or maybe Jewish and non-Jewish, but a significant amount is non-Jewish. And there is a small amount of items that this non-Jewish clientele would want that would be non-kosher. The Jewish owner of the supermarket has no interest in dealing with non-kosher. He's very happy with his profit from the kosher. He's very happy to keep non-kosher out of the store. And especially if it's 90% is of the products, 95% of his products is kosher. Those 5% he could, of products which are non-kosher, he could do without. It's not important to his business at all that he sells non-kosher. The problem is the clientele. The clientele, they're not interested in for that extra 5% or 10% products that are non-kosher, they don't want to go to a different store. And if they do go to a different store, they might do all their shopping at the other store. It's very similar as far to the distributor. Where the owner of the supermarket is nervous that once these Gentiles will go to another store to do their few items that they need non-kosher, they're going to be happy with the selection over there. Why run to two different stores? Because of that, they want to know, the question the supermarket is, they want to know, can they purchase these non-kosher items and sell it under the head of Nizdamnu that they really Iker Kavana is not to sell non-kosher, the Iker Kavana is to sell kosher. That was the Shaila. So just a few nekudas I want to say. There's an Iker Smesha in Yeridei Chelik Beis, Siman Lamed Ches. And he said that that's called a Mischa Kavua Bidvarm Tmein. What he means is that the whole definition of Nizdamnu is it's the person's not bekeveah his mischer. He's not establishing his business in the non-kosher space. That's the definition of Nizdamnu. I'm in the kosher space. I'm here to trap kosher animals. I'm here to fish kosher fish. And I have a cheshbon where the kosher fish are, and I can make money from the kosher fish. If here and there a non-kosher fish chances into my net, there's nothing I could do about it. But my space that I'm in is the kosher food space. Says Rav Moshe, but this fellow, this supermarket, this distributor that Adarabi, he needs to sell non-kosher, even though the reason why he needs it is not for the profit of those non-kosher items. The reason why he needs it is because he has a cheshbon that people are going to go to a different store, whatever his cheshbon is. The bottom line is he needs non-kosher, and that becomes part of his business. It's actually in his business model that he needs non-kosher. For that reason, he's been keveya his mischer, but non-kosher item, he wouldn't have the het in his damnu. That's what Mesha learns, and this most poskim attack chelik in the Zarech HaShulchan. And Memela, the halach would be asa. That's one nakuda. Another nekud is that Rama paskins that even when you have nizdamnu, you don't have a heter to hold on to it. You have to sell it off. So, if you have to sell it off, miyad, torech l'moich miyad, that's the lashon of the Rama. Ein b'heter l'hashoyser v'torech l'moich miyad. So even if there would be a heter, supermarket to buy non-kosher, he wouldn't be able to mark it up for a price to be able to hold on to it. He'd have to sell it off. Miyad. Now, if miyad, you'd be able, if right away you'd be able to sell it off for a profit, you could do that. But if you can't sell it off, you'd have to hold it, let's say, for a week or so, or 2 weeks, whatever it would be. Let's say it's non-kosher, whatever this non-kosher food is, and you'd have to hold it for a certain amount of time, then you wouldn't have a heter anyways to hold it, because the whole heter of nizdamnu is only to sell a miyad. So it'd be another cheshbon why you wouldn't have this. Yes, here, if Meshach does paska, and the pashtus would be, the pashtus would be that the heter of nizdamnu has no shaykhis to this heter that people are trying to save at the supermarket, because the whole heter of nizdamnu is that I chanced upon it, I had no das, there was no acquisition, intentionally enter into a transaction to purchase these non-kosher foods. So, l'mashal, a person buys an animal, he wants it to be kosher, and then he finds out it's a treifa. It's non-kosher. A person buys an animal, he wants it to be kosher, does a shechita, and he finds out the shechita wasn't good, so now it's an avela. These are cases that's nizdamnu. The person had no kavana, has no intention to have non-kosher food. He just chanced upon it. Then you have the halacha of you could sell it to a guy, which is al-kamar, no v'disar. A person is buying non-kosher food. How does that nizdamnu? Nizdamnu means he chanced upon it. This fellow by no means chanced upon it. He bedafka bought it, and therefore the halach would be, it would be usher to enter into such a business where it would be there's an integral part of the business that would require you to buy non-kosher food.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.